Hello?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Christopher Parker?
I'm right here.
To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 and over?
Oh, I've been working in the industry for over 40 years.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile setter, refractory bricklayer, stone mason, PCC, restoration mason helper or finisher, marble mason, bricklayer, cement mason, tile or marble finisher?
Bricklayer.
Oh, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey-level mechanic, or foreman?
A journeyman.
And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
I am, yes.
And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you want work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, one.
No,
weeks.
I don't know. Hold on. Maybe a few days.
Okay, 1 to 4 weeks. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, it's less than that, though.
Okay. And guess what?
No, 1 week is.
It's the less I have. 1 to 4 weeks. Or 0 weeks. But.
Yeah, I mean, it's been two or three times I had maybe a week off.
Okay.
You know, maybe twice this year or three times, tops.
And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
In my neighborhood right now, probably the same.
And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
No, they're almost all the major construction work is
more union, fewer, or the same?
No, less, yes.
Fewer. Okay.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community?
Run that by me again.
Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union project in your community? Yes or no?
In my community, probably not.
And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them? Yes or no?
Yes, the union employed got me the jobs on all of them.
And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes, usually I am.
And thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was found primarily through your state or local government, through the federal government, privately, or do you not know?
I would say partially or all funded through government, because they're all schools.
And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment than now?
In the bricklayer's trade, it's hard to say because we have almost everyone in the union working now, so I can't see it being more.
But generally, so, about the economy and jobs. Generally,
I would say it's the same.
The same as now. And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Probably stay the same.
And switching gears a bit, and we are almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? I have a short list. I have unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat or cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust or air quality, or do you have no real safety concerns on the job? Or something else, not least here.
I understand. Safety concerns are not related to that. There is sometimes a concern about a language barrier because there's some workers that we have that do not understand English as well.
Correct.
But that's, yes, you know, no. Go ahead.
Yeah. But this is the most important, right? You're most concerned about on the job, language problems. Is that correct?
Yes. I mean, yes, it's just hard to, you need to be able to communicate.
And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
And in person, online, or?
No, in person.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political canvassing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Union organizing?
No.
And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
And changing the subject to the war beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. I have a short list. I have radio, newspaper, print, or online, the internet or social media, local TV news, cable news, or friends and neighbors? Which is the first one?
I probably, it goes between radio and TV, you know, local news.
Okay, the first one is radio, and the second one, local TV news. And the
yes, well, that, you spend a lot of time, sometimes you spend a lot of time in the car, so you're listening to the radio a lot.
Correct.
And I listen to news channels.
But after that, the newspaper, the internet, cable news.
I don't read a lot of newspapers. The internet, yes, I get information from that as well. If I want to, mainly if I want to research something.
And the last one, friends and neighbors, cable news.
Friends and neighbors, not really. And
okay, so cable news then. The last one, friends and neighbors.
Yeah, that's cable right. News and friends and family is the last thing.
Okay. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Education, jobs and the economy, healthcare, the environment, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Well, support for labor is always, unions is always important.
Okay.
And,
yeah,
and which, in my eyes, it relates to the economy. So that's the most important.
And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes, lot, some, or a little?
Well, I've read about it before. I haven't read it recently, you know, done anything recently on it.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
I think it's very important.
Very important.
I think
and
they need to support enforcing it.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The Democratic Party.
And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in these disputes, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I haven't really, don't know enough about it to comment.
Okay. And now please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. You strongly approve, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or
somewhat approved, yes.
Okay. And foreign affairs, how would you rate him?
Oh, probably about the same, somewhat approved. I mean, no one's 100%.
And what about the economy? The economy in general? Strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved?
Well, somewhat approved. I don't know how much of a hand he actually has in it. That's the problem.
Yeah. And support for labor unions, the job he's doing?
Yes. Well, he does support labor unions. I don't know how much of a hand he actually has. Yes.
Or just somewhat approved?
Well, I strongly approve his stance. But like I said, I don't know how much, you know, influence he has on these things. Just because someone says it doesn't mean it gets done.
And the last two, immigration, how would you rate him? Strongly approved, somewhat approved, or disapproved?
Somewhat approved.
And about healthcare?
Well, healthcare is, I really don't approve of how this country handles healthcare at all. But so I would say don't.
Somewhat disapprove, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I would say, that's a hard one. I somewhat approve of it. I mean, it's...
Somewhat approve. Okay. And now the last two questions. Are you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
And I know which is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices? In November 2024, are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or do you think you will not vote?
No, I'll probably vote.
Probably. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
I would vote Biden, Democrat.
And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes, they're informative about who is helping further the union cause.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Yeah, good.
And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
It's tough because I don't know enough about it. I would say fair. I mean, we're a stronger union state than, you know, New York is than anything else, so.
Okay. And now, in your own words, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I think they need to widen their apprentice programs.
Okay. Yes, let me document the answer. And anything else?
No, that's it for now.
And now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
I think keeping union jobs that are supposed to be union with union workers. There is a problem with a lot of housing projects that go up that are state funded or partially state funded that don't have to be union. I think they have to concentrate on, not that they haven't been, but, you know, it's got to be a better effort. Now, I know it's all legal stuff and it's hard, but, you know, it's a hard thing to do, but that's a main concern.
Okay. Anything else? What?
That's it. All fan?
Of the year and next year?
I'm sorry, what?
To improve. what they should be doing to him. Yeah. Should be for the rest of the year.
Yes, I told you to make sure that jobs with government money are union jobs. Make sure they stay that way and are. And a lot of them are not.
Okay, just let me document the answer. Just give me 1 second. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, job site, union meeting, mail, or text?
It's mail and union meetings.
And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BC? Four or more times a year?
I don't know. They update you whenever something becomes relevant.
But a couple times a year, once a year, or
yes, a couple times a year. I couldn't tell you offhand. It may be 6, it may be 8. Who knows?
And now the last few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, or what?
I don't know. I weigh the person more than I weigh the party. I'm not a strict party person, but.
But do you think Democrats are closer to the Democratic or the Republican?
Yes, probably closer to the Democrats, yes.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race or ethnicity?
I'm white.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Christopher.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.